There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our news update this hour is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 38 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The special counsel investigating President Biden's retention of classified documents found no intentional wrongdoing. But the president now defending himself against another accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Another factor in Heard's decision was Biden's inability to answer certain questions, apparently because he simply could not remember. He described Biden's memory as hazy and that he might come across to a jury as, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly, a man with a poor memory.
In Ohio, a student is being hailed as a hero for helping stop a mass shooting at his school. His dad says despite threats on his son's life, his son did the right thing, told his dad, who told authorities about another student who allegedly planned that mass shooting. For the first time ever, a confirmed tornado has struck in Wisconsin during February. Experts say yesterday's record-high temperatures in the area helped the tornado form. This is ABC News. Chicago now looking to rein in discount stores.
The proposal, up for a vote next week, would ban dollar stores owned by the same company from opening within 1 mile of each other. Dozens of smaller cities and towns in the U.S. have already taken similar steps. The small box retailers have been under fire, accused of violating health and building codes. Stores in Chicago have racked up more than $600,000 in fines since 2017 for everything from overcharging customers and selling tobacco to minors, to selling expired infant formula and medicine.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In New York City, officials considering a ban on laundry detergent pods. Some members of the city council worried about plastic pollution. Satisfying your sweet tooth with some chocolate may leave you feeling a little sour when you pay. Global cocoa prices have nearly doubled, with crops worldwide coming up short. Candy makers Hershey and Cadbury warn higher prices could put a damper on demand. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center providing an update on our move to Sextonville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. The Vitesniks and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock, forecast details for today coming up on a Friday morning. We're at 38 degrees. Dive into a seafood sensation at Richland Locker in Richland Center Thursday through Saturday. Experience the exquisite flavors of Norwegian salmon, Chilean salmon, and ocean perch. Join them for the first week of fresh fish exploration, featuring limited quantities from Thursday afternoon through Saturday. Perfect for Lent. The delectable offerings promise a culinary adventure you don't want to miss. Your local Locker, the Richland Locker has more.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. A high today of 43 with some breaks of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 25. Saturday, 37 with partly sunny skies. And Sunday, partly sunny and 38. 42 Monday. Right now, southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. It was 42 at midnight. We are down from that to the current reading, 38 degrees. At WRCO, WRCE, good morning from the center. Sunrise. Gonna happen just in the next minute or so. Getting earlier.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel. Holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week. Got a little jingle. On a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better. I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving. A little turn it up in Dixon night. It's my life. Oh, so right.
my Dixieland delight. Tail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park and holler, neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Going down a backwards Tennessee byway, one arm on the bench, holding my lover.
Alabama, WRCO Radio, Dixieland Delight. Hank Bray is in here. You're late.
No, I'm not late. I've been here.
Oh, you've been here?
Oh, yeah.
Keeping a low profile.
Yeah, I've been working on the test for Tuesday already.
Test for Tuesday?
Your
wow.
Quiz, yeah.
You're working ahead. That's not like
I have to.
Oh, okay.
Because everything just pops up on me all of a sudden.
I'm impressed.
I'm still working on today's, though.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Well, anyway, right. How was your evening, my man?
Sounds good, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll check back with Henry with more insightful and wise comments in just a little bit.
Well, here. Thank you for the compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The big game this weekend and the Super Bowl, of course, Super Bowl halftime. Usher, the big show. He last performed with the Black Eyed Peas at the halftime show in 2011. So that'll be the case. Again, nothing against Usher. Puts out some pretty good music, but that's a little out of my demographic. You know, they didn't ask me to vote on the halftime show, but I would have said the... Eagles are on their last tour with Vince Gill and Deacon Fry. That would have been a good halftime show. But again, I didn't get a vote.
Just couldn't carry on that way. down forever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. You were sitting on your bar stool talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. I guess they couldn't see you were looking right at me, 'cause I was looking at you too. Do you want to dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy. I ain't that easy to get. Oh, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven.
Toby Keith on WRCO as we continue to remember him and the great music that he left us. Coming up, old Hank and birthdays and anniversaries. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart-healthy living.
It's time for the roundup.
There he is.
Good morning.
There he is. How you doing?
Hey, calm down out there. Calm down.
Not even Ole is interested in you this morning.
Nobody interested in me. Ole or Kitty.
Nope.
I haven't seen him. He's hibernating.
Where were you at last night?
Where was it? Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I was at the big town of Riverdale.
Saw a good game. Riverdale,
a real good game. Yep.
Won again this year against Fenimore.
They did. So they've improved.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, a big game tonight in Riverdale. Lascabel girls at Riverdale should be a good one too.
That's where I'll be tonight.
Oh, it is
as well.
Right. That should be a dandy. So and then the Fenimore girls take on Iowa Grant tonight. So
okay,
that should be another good one. So
don't call too many fouls now. We got to get home early for. Get our rest for wrestling.
Yeah, I'm not in Fenimore, though, so.
No. But it'll
I
be.
I actually have a doubleheader tonight.
So. Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, you won't be your effervescent self tomorrow.
No, I definitely will be.
Oh, you will?
Yes. I'm always ready to go with you. It doesn't matter what time it is, so.
Okay.
Phil says jump. I ask how high. You say 2 inches. Let's roll.
We'll see if you're still got all that energy tomorrow night about 6 when we still have another round of WrestleBacks. It's going to be a long day.
It's a good day. It's a good day.
Yeah.
Just a long day for radio
poor old radio guys.
Yeah. So, and Saturday night, are you you have a very long day tomorrow.
Right. But the people say that, but the Saturday night show is my hobby.
I understand.
That's my fun.
But it's still a long day.
Yeah.
It's still a long day for you, and I don't feel sorry for you. But
no,
anyway,
I don't expect you to.
I mean, I would come in and do half of it if you want to.
I pick my own poison.
You do?
Yep.
Yeah. Like Joanne.
Yeah.
Bo.
Right, exactly.
So stay away from those people. They're poison.
Sunday. So what are you going to be doing when you're not watching the Super Bowl?
I've been redoing a little bit of house. I've been painting a little bit.
Okay.
Putting some trim up.
Okay.
So.
Going to be doing some housework.
I am. Yep.
Okay. You can listen to the game on WRCO.
I will listen to it.
Yeah.
I will listen to it on WRCO.
Yep.
So all of our Packer sponsors are getting the Super Bowl for free tomorrow. So
Westwood One has it. So.
So and Tim Thede will be engineering. So I'm really appreciative of you and Tim to put our sponsors in. So
yeah.
Nice.
We'll get it
nice
done.
Nice way to tell them thank you. So.
Yeah, we were swinging a deal back when we thought maybe the Packers would make it at least to the NFC Championship game, which we can't cover because the Packer Network gets kicked out at that point by the networks. And so you have to kind of make a deal in advance. Well, Packers didn't make it, so we didn't make a deal, but Westwood One contacted us and they said, hey, if you want to carry it, no strings attached. Sometimes they'll make you carry, you know,
600 spots in the next day.
Or some golf this summer.
Right.
Honestly, PGA Tour and different things like that. And it's like, well, I don't know how much, you know, interest there is there. But so we get a chance to do
zero for me.
Yeah. So we'll have that for you.
But there is a lot of interest in golf, and I'm not putting golf
in. You know, live on the radio. You know, they've got their own channel on Sirius.
Oh yeah,
I think,
But anyway,
nonetheless,
what are you doing Sunday?
Well, I'll probably be the only one. I'm gonna Squirt and I might have the because I think June's not gonna watch it either. But I'll be there. I just can't believe you're just gonna just turn your back because you know what if it's like the greatest finish ever, and at the end of the game. Travis Kelce goes down on one knee in midfield and proposes to Taylor Swift on live TV. Taylor, are you marry me? And you're going to miss it.
Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. I mean, you know what? People put Taylor Swift down. Whatever. She's got good music. She is you know, and I understand, well, she said to vote. Well, yeah, she said to vote, but she didn't say vote one way or the other.
She said register to vote. Everybody should do that.
And she's got good music. And she actually comes from a very, very good family.
Yeah.
So,
and Kelsey as well. And I don't know either one of them, but I mean, I appreciate they both have worked hard. But somebody told me that among the celebrities, he's one of the nicest to his fans or new fans. He's really good guy. What's that?
My Otto. Yeah, the shirt. You know.
Yeah. From his. Now I know
from
what you mean.
From the TV commercial. Yeah,
right?
My Otto.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But anyway, you know, to each his own. And I'm not sticking up for Taylor Swift, but I know Mr. Fabulous cannot stand her. He thinks he runs football.
Oh, Mr. Fabulous,
yeah.
Tim Thede.
Yeah. Yep.
So they do focus on her quite a bit. That's for sure.
They do, but
they're not dumb because
what
they
did
know.
What did you say the other day? 33 billion.
Oh, it's more than that. It's like 371 million. The NFL figures that they've kind of made, and then yesterday there was a story about all these things you can buy, including it's some sort of cake that it's like an igniting cake. You light it up, and then it bursts away, and then there's a logo of, I don't remember if it's, I think it's Travis Kelce's number or something. It's weird, but yeah, igniting cake. Never heard of such thing.
I'd want to eat it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't, but unless it's diet cake.
The last time I skipped a Super Bowl was 2001, and I was really tired of hearing all about the greatest show on turf, which was the St. Louis Rams at the time, Kurt Warner, but that's all you heard about. You know, I presume the Packers had kind of fumbled at the end of the year or something. So I'm like, I'm done. I'm not going to watch it. We're going to go to the movie instead because, you know, the Rams are going to win and that's all you're going to hear about. So we went to the movie and I get out of the movie. It's like 9 o'clock news. Turn the radio on and goes, ding. It's already being called the greatest Super Bowl of all time. It was the Patriots had come back to win. I think that was their first win. And that was before their dynasty or began their dynasty. And I'm like, dope. I missed the greatest Super Bowl game of all time. Man.
But, you know,
What do
you do? So it seems to me the Chicago Bear fans should be rooting for at least the NFC.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm from Arkansas, so I'm actually a Chiefs fan.
I know you are.
And I'm just not watching it.
To each their own, Hank.
I don't like the promotion of the stuff that the NFL does. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So well, I then think you it's bad for this country.
Then you got to boycott the whole season then.
Well, you know, I really much have. It's just one of those things where they make you buy this, they make you buy that. I mean.
Oh, yeah. From that standpoint.
I was talking to Rod, a guy named Rod. He owns J&J Country Orchard, Rod McGuire. And we were talking about the middle class making what the NFL is today, and now they just turn your back on you. Because what are tickets going now? $100,000
a piece? Yeah,
I mean
that's the secondary market. It's not what the NFL charges.
But who can afford that?
Well, people are crazy mortgaging their properties
just
to get a ticket. Yeah, I don't know.
And why would you do that?
That is beyond me.
And people do it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just, you know, where's the middle class people that, you know, that's made what the NFL is today, and they're just basically turning their back on us. So
that's how
I look at it.
Priorities are kind of skewed a little bit.
Yes, they are.
And you think about what athletes make. They could take just one game out of their salary and give it to charity and do a lot of good.
Yeah. But, you know, I was reading an article about these athletes. You see a lot of them going broke.
Oh, sure.
Because they're buying all this expensive stuff, and they continue to have to keep this up. And once the money stops, their money dries up.
Mm-hmm. That's good that you and I never had that problem. No.
Well, you know, Phil,
money dried up years ago.
What money?
Yeah, exactly. Hank.
I got a couple here.
You do?
If you heat up a magnet, Phil, it will lose its magnetism. So. Magnetism. I can't even say it.
Yeah, well,
I can't. It will. Yes, it will. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But maybe that's what happened to me. I lost my magnetism a long time ago.
Or June whipped it
out. Yeah, that's right.
When double rainbows occur, the color of the second arc are always reversed.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, well, there were some pretty rainbows yesterday. Did you see any of them?
I did, but as I mentioned, I was in Dane County, and that wasn't very far from where the tornadoes touched down Evansville. But I've had some sky warning classes before, and I'm looking at the clouds thinking, those don't look too pretty. Mm-hmm. They were the little finger clouds coming out of the sky, and
But so, we had some hail and basketball yesterday.
Yeah, and more rain, too, yeah, didn't you?
Boy, it was. But it, I tell you what, it was. It seemed like spring. I mean,
it did.
Oh, my goodness.
But the complaint department, that wind, I'll tell you, that wind didn't make it. It did not feel like 58 degrees. I don't care what anybody says. It was. It felt like about.
Yeah, it was chilly.
It was chilly.
Yeah, it was. And damp. It was more damp.
More
I think.
Damp, yeah. But as I told a couple people last night in River Valley, I should have been covering a baseball game because, you know, when I come for a baseball game in April, it is not going to be 58 degrees.
No, it's going to be like
38.
Yeah, 38.
Yep.
Cold. Well, you typically only breathe out of one nostril at a time. The active nostril usually switches every few hours.
Is that right? Boy, I...
but
that's good to know.
I cannot wait to look. I look forward to seeing you in the morning.
Smell you later.
Yeah, well, at least with one nostril. Hopefully it's the reverse nostril to start out.
Have a good
but,
one.
Hey, everybody be kind. Have a great weekend.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Is your equipment old or damaged? Every piece of equipment we offer is designed to deliver substantial durability, comfort, and energy efficiency with leading-edge technology and brilliant features throughout. Call our office to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment. We have several lines to keep your budget in mind. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating at 647-6345.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
This day, 1964, the Beatles made their first live American television appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. More than 70 million viewers watched that night. 1986, Halley's Comet visited the solar system for the first time since 1910. By the way, it will return in 2061. And in 2018, at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in South Korea, North and South Korean athletes entered Olympic Stadium together, waving flags showing a unified Korea. That was in 2018. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School today to Andre James Carter, and also today to Jessa Lynn Johnson. Happy birthday to Addie Emler from Papa Todd. Happy seventh to Addie from Darcy Kim and Bailey. Wishes today to Melvin McCain. Happy second birthday. Love Aunt Lori, cousins Forrest, Stella, Nova, Star, and Moses, and Graham's Kathy. Have a great day today to Lisa Burns from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday, Jessica Ringelstetter from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Also today to Andre Carter from a friend. Okay, happy birthday wishes to Andre. Also to Henry Bunce Jr., who listens to us in Orfordville, Wisconsin. Have a great day on your 61st from Sherry and Brandy. Happy wishes from the Unified Methodist Church in Richland Center to Angelica Black. Happy birthday from the RC Lions on this Friday morning to Lisa Ermilio, to Owen Gillette and Laura Huth and John Lewis, Kevin Tuckwood, along with Jessica Ringelstetter. Happy birthday, Jessica Ringelstetter, from Mom and Dean. To Lucas Doudna from Lori and the Guys. Mike Hulsmeyer from Sacred Heart Parish. To Lisa Ermilio from your two sons, Justin and Andrew. And also happy birthday, Lisa, from husband Richard. Happy birthday wishes from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Luke Coe, also to Aaron Faga, Dylan Martin, and Jesse Goplin, Aiden McCormick, and Spring Duffy. And happy anniversary. Nice note today to say happy anniversary this weekend to Michael from Michelle and the whole family. Great day. Thank you for joining us and sending all the nice notes to us.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Find the perfect Valentine's gifts and decor at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Hi, this is Julie. Our Valentine's Day decorations feature bold reds and heartfelt designs that capture the style of the season. Say I love you with a stunning rose bouquet or a beautiful floral arrangement. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. There's more to love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
38 degrees at WRCO Radio as we head toward 43 with some breaks of sunshine a little later on. Tonight, 25, and tomorrow, upper 30s, partly sunny and breezy. Right now, 38 degrees in Richland Center. This is Gabby Barrett.
Oh, backyard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar. Quiet house. It's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost a thing. It's slow roll of a porch swing. It's dogs running while the birds sing. It's you picking that sixth string. This is a
Don't forget it. These are the glory days. Good tune from Gabby Barrett on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Thanks for listening and supporting local radio. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 38 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Mostly cloudy with breaks of sunshine, breezy and cooler with a high of 43. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 25. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 38, actually we're at 38, which is our morning low after a high earlier of 42.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The first ever tornado in February was spotted yesterday just south of Madison. The National Weather Service confirmed it was the first tornado ever for the state of Wisconsin during the month since records have been kept, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported. Rock County officials in the area where the tornado was reported received reports of about 25 buildings, power lines, or other structures damaged. There were no immediate reports of injuries, though. Mark Ellen, a shift supervisor of the Rock County 911 Center, told the Wisconsin State Journal. He said there had been numerous reports of tornado activity funnel clouds, including reports from law enforcement of a tornado touching down in several areas of the county. A Reedsburg man lost his life Monday afternoon in the town of Excelsior. Around 3 o'clock, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received reports of a motor vehicle crash on State Highway 23 at Shady Lane Road. It was reported that a pickup truck versus semi-tractor trailer resulted in serious injuries to the pickup driver, who has been identified as Ronald Sersland, 63, of Reedsburg. Sersland was stuck in the truck. Deputies responding removed him from the truck and began life-saving efforts with assistance from bystanders already on scene. MedFlight was requested to respond directly to the scene. The initial investigation revealed that Ronald Sersland was traveling southbound on 23 when he crossed the center line and struck the semi-tractor trailer. Ronald Sersland, 63, of Reedsburg, died at the scene. The lone semi-driver was transported to the Reedsburg Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Senior Life Solutions, located within the Richland Hospital and Clinics, received the Program of the Year Award from Psychiatric Medical Care, the national affiliate that oversees their program. Senior Life Solutions is an intensive outpatient program designed to address the unique mental health needs of older adults. Their trained therapists offer group, individual, and family therapy to help individuals adjust to life's changes and find comfort and support. More than 30 hospital and clinic staff members were present at the awards ceremony to congratulate the team. Bobby Rowe, regional director of PMC, awarded the group and thanked them for their commitment to the program's values and patients. In 2023, the Senior Life Solutions team provided 2,364 treatments to patients. Research suggests that symptoms of depression, isolation, and loneliness are common in adults age 60 and older. Christine Olson, one of SLS's therapists, said, "Loneliness goes beyond emotions. It frequently activates stress responses that can profoundly affect inflammation, metabolism, and brain function. Social networks can play a significant role in the lives of older adults, offering a wide range of benefits, including social connection, emotional support, and positive effects on physical health. Senior Life Solutions offers this kind of social network to its clients, along with additional therapy and support. The team encourages family and friends of older people who might benefit from additional support or an assessment to reach out for more information at 608-647-6321, extension 2040. The Vernon County Opioid Prevention and Abatement Steering Committee has awarded two grants in the amount of $25,000 each. The first grant was awarded to the Amara Rose Foundation to fund billboards in Vernon County that will focus on substance abuse prevention and education. The second grant was awarded to the Vernon County Health Department to purchase medication lockboxes that will be available for free to the public and will also be distributed to various health centers in the county. This grant program is funded through the National Opioid Settlement for the Abatement, Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery of Opioid Drug Use and its Various Effects. The next round of grant applications are due May 1st. Vernon County nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local governments can apply for grant opportunities that align with the committee's values and mission. Projects can receive from $100 up to $25,000 based on project goals and objectives. For more information on the committee, resources to help fight the opioid epidemic, and for a link to apply for grant funding, visit vernoncounty.org and search opioid grants. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths at Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses. He says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
Democratic Representative Jody Emerson worries about unintended consequences.
Would this mean that we wouldn't be able to have any college Democrats, college Republican clubs, any sort of religious organization clubs?
The bill got a hearing Tuesday. One of three men who stole 41 guns from a Western Wisconsin firearms business will spend 2 years in prison. The United States Attorney's Office says Nehemiah Sample was sentenced Wednesday after pleading guilty last October. Authorities say in April of last year, Sample and two others broke into the store in Rockland and stole the guns. Sample's truck would later be found in La Crosse with three of the stolen handguns in a bag in the back seat. The 27-year-old Sample from Trempealeau was later apprehended in Arkansas, where he allegedly tried to sell guns out of his car. During his arrest, law enforcement found seven guns in and around Sample's vehicle, all stolen from the Rockland gun store. The River Valley Fair Committee is seeking your help. Tim Johnson is a co-organizer of the school fair.
In 2013, our committee constructed the roof system that we currently have. It's a 40 by 90, and at the time, we thought it was ample space for all the exhibitors we had, but after the last 10 years, who would have known that some of our exhibitors have doubled, like the swine has literally doubled since then. Goats and cattle are growing, so to make a little more easeability for everybody to maneuver within there and the safety of the kids, we decided to add another 20 feet in length, so make it 40 by 110. So our committee is in the midst of a fundraiser to come up with approximately $12,000 to cover the material costs and the labor for that, which currently we're at about 8,000 in. So we're hoping to come up with another 3 to 4 to start a spring construction on the job.
The addition will be made on the south end of the current building.
We've taken off the steel that's on the upper side of that end and adding 20 feet and then putting some more sidewall steel on, pouring the concrete, which we've been gracious enough to have a local contractor step up and donate their time for pouring the concrete. We've got a local company that stepped in and is going to donate that product also, which is a great help.
Johnson said organizers are pleased with the popularity of the River Valley School Fair.
None of us ever foresee this. We thought we had plenty of space when we built 90 feet, but it's a great position to be in. I'm glad to be still part of it. And some of these, the majority of our exhibitors are elementary age, so they're going to be around for a while, so we need to make space for them.
Building costs have come down some, but it is still costly to add a 20-foot addition. If you can help meet expenses, donations are being accepted. Checks may be sent to the River Valley District Office, 660 West Daly Street, Spring Green, 53588. Note on the memo line, Fair Building Project.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Friday, February 9th. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died February 1st at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. John Roland Fry, 56, of Menasha, formerly of Lime Ridge, died Wednesday at Bethel Assisted Living in Menasha. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for John Roland Fry, 56 of Menasha, formerly of Lime Ridge.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Special Counsel Robert Herr's report clearing President Biden of criminal wrongdoing for the mishandling of classified documents, but also describing him as an elderly man with a poor memory. That's the part that had President Biden fired up Thursday, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
I don't recall the last time I saw the president this angry. Biden furious and frustrated, ripping into the special counsel for questioning his memory and recall in this hastily arranged press event. The president doing a little bit of damage control as his legal exoneration now threatens to become a political liability.
President Biden will welcome German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House today. Former President Trump, the winner of Thursday's Nevada caucuses. Nikki Haley was not on the caucus ballot. Warm weather bringing weird weather. At least three reported tornadoes in Wisconsin and Illinois. Nearly unheard of this time of year. Meanwhile, a new storm system is bringing flooding and severe weather to the south. This is ABC News. Credit card debt is flying high. Credit reporting agency TransUnion says now all told Americans are carrying over $1 trillion worth of debt on our cards, hitting a new record. With so many people focused on the Super Bowl this weekend, ABC's Jason Nathanson says it'll likely be pretty quiet at your local movie theater.
Expect a soft Super Bowl weekend at the box office. The horror rom-com Lisa Frankenstein should top the new releases.
Your daughter is a little psycho.
Catherine Newton stars in the title role as a